Hi, it's Jonathan Reinhardt. I'm the PR director for the Jazz. We've got our local media gathered here. Guys, you can just say your name and who you're with when you're asking, and we'll go ahead.
Gordon Haight, Tim Buckley, one of the beat writers of the Deseret News. Wondering what you think you can do to prove that they made the right pick here and that you're the right fit for here.
Well, I mean, you just got to go in there and play hard. You're going into a very difficult and competitive league, and the guys there are definitely going to come at the rookies hard. They see you as a young guy, and so they're going to head on you. So for me, I think I'm going to go in with a sponge mentality, and I'm going to play as hard as I can, and hopefully the pieces will fall in place.
Gordon, this is Russ Seiler from the Sully Tribune. How much were you hoping that potentially you might fall one more pick to Indiana at 10 and go stay home? And how does that contrast with your feelings about going to the Jazz now?
Oh, I mean, for me, I didn't really think about that very much. Excited to get out on my own and excited to be in Utah. And I'm just very blessed that they were able to pick me and very thankful.
I'm Kurt Kragthorpe from the Salt Lake Tribune. Gordon, did you hear anything about the reaction to your pick here at the draft party, and do you have any response to that?
Well, I heard that some of the fans were expecting a bigger player, and just kind of some negative reaction. And for me, I think I'm just going to go in there and, like I said, play hard, and hopefully I can do some things on the court, turn those around.
Gordon, Kevin O'Connor's actual words were that you know you're America's darling. That was how he described you from the NCAA tournament run, and that you feel like you have a bullseye. Is that accurate?
I don't know about America's darling. That's just pretty steep for me, but I know that coming into the league, every rookie is going to have a target on their back. Because, like I said, you're a rookie and you're kind of fresh meat for some people. So, really, you just got to go in there and kind of believe that you belong and play hard. And I've been playing basketball my whole life. So, it's really nice to say that when I'm going to work and I have to go to work every day, I just have to lace up the sneakers.
Gordon, how intense was that workout that you had here? Have you had any others that kind of left everybody laying on the floor afterwards? And how much do you think that helped separate yourself from those other guys in that same range as you?
Well, I mean, the Utah workout was very, very competitive. I think almost everyone in there has gone in the first round. So it was a very competitive workout, and it was a good workout. I mean, I felt like I shot the ball well, and hopefully I did. I know I did some things that they liked and they saw in me. I'm just very excited to come to Utah.
Gordon, what were your impressions of Utah when you played here in the NCAA tournament?
I mean, playing in the NCAA tournament, a lot of it was, I was focused on Butler and the task at hand. I loved the gym there. I loved playing in that arena, and I shot the ball well. And we were able to walk around a little bit, and it was a nice place for us to be. First time that I was there, and had some great memories, so I'm looking forward to creating some more.
Gordon, Jody Guinness here, the Deseret News. Did it kind of surprise you that you went that high, or were you expecting this? Is this kind of where you thought you'd end up?
Well, going into it, I didn't really know what to expect. A lot of things were up in the air, and my agent said that there was a chance that I could go to Utah. And so when their pick came around, it was, my stomach kind of started going a little bit, and it was starting to get a little nerve-wracking, a little stressful. Just really thankful and really blessed that they picked me. For me, it was always about not how high I went or anything like that, but where I went. And I know that Utah's a great organization, and they do things the right way, and they're going in the right direction, so I can do things to keep it going that way.
How nice is it to be able to step in on a team that won 53 games last season as opposed to some of these other teams in the lottery that are going to have to, you know, rebuild for the next couple seasons?
Well, it's very nice, but at the same time, it presents a challenge. I mean, you get to go in there, and like I said, the players last year did a great job, and so they're obviously doing something well. So for me to step in there, it's going to be a learning process. Try to soak everything in that they've done, and hopefully I can keep them going in the right direction and make it a little bit better.
What are your impressions of Jerry Sloan, Gordon?
mean, it was meeting him for the first time, going up, you watching him coaching on the sideline. He's been in the league for so long, and, you know, he's coaching Stockton and Hornacek and Malone, and so for me, it was kind of intimidating. But, I mean, being getting a chance to meet him, and, I mean, I know he wants people to play hard, and they're going to listen to him and do what he wants them to do, so that's what I'm going to try to do.
Have you had any contact with any of the Jazz players, or did you make any connections while you're here?
When I was there, there weren't any of the Jazz players at the facility. But I mean, I know you got two Olympic gold medalists on the team, and so there's definitely a lot to be learned and from them, and it'll be very exciting to have an opportunity to play alongside them.
Gordon, Kevin O'Connor said, judge me on this pick in 2 years. What kind of player do you think you'll be in 2 years?
Well, you know what? I've improved a lot since high school. And my mom mentality and the mentality that I had at Butler is improve every day. So you go into each practice hoping to get better and playing as hard as you can so you can get better. And I've improved ever since I stepped on the court at Butler, and hopefully I can do the same thing when I get to Utah.
Do you think you can come in here and be a starter right away?
You know, I'm not going to say anything in that regard at all. For me, it's going to be a major learning process. Like I said, they won 53 games last year, so I'm going to just go in there, and like I said earlier, and I'm going to reiterate it, be a sponge, try to soak everything up, and just play hard, and wherever the pieces fall, when it comes down to game time, that's how it will be.
Gordon, what do you think your biggest challenge will be making this transition to the NBA and being a member of the Jazz?
Well, I think, for one, it's a lot longer of a season. 82 games is, just in the regular season, 82 games is a lot different than that 40 I played last year. So I think that's going to be a very big adjustment for me that I'm going to have to get used to. I think another strength-wise, I mean, it's a bigger game with bigger players, and I think a lot of times I'll drive to the basket and kind of get knocked off my balance. And so that's also going to be an adjustment as well. But, I mean, like I said, I'm ready to get in there and get working and get up to speed.
Do you feel like the fans and their reaction is no different than what you possibly have had to go through in your basketball career so far with proven doubters wrong?
Definitely. And I remember when I was at Butler, everyone thought I was going to redshirt my freshman year. They thought there's no way we should even have signed this kid. So for me, I mean, it's a lot just going in there and playing the game that I love, and I'm not worrying about that. I've never really worried about those things before, so hopefully I can prove some of them wrong and get us going, get me going on the right foot.
Gordon, what's the experience that you had in the offseason? You played for under 18 or under 19 national team. Where was that, and how did that benefit you?
That was an experience of a lifetime, and I was able to go to New Zealand, which not really many people get to go see, and then also just playing with those guys and playing underneath those coaches, you learn just a lot of things, and it really helped me with my game in this past year, just with various things. It's a different game overseas, but to be able to put on that USA jersey, I know you guys have probably heard from Darren and Carlos, but it's something that, I mean, it's just a different feeling. I mean, the pride that you get to play for your country was just, and to win that gold medal was really special.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Gordon.